Quickly to Wall. Wall measures. Deal. Gets open for three. Dagger!
Here comes Pierce with 5 seconds left. Pierce with three. Pierce with two. Pierce fall away at the horn. It's gone!
Morris, Wall, Neal, and Gortat. Porter can't find anybody. Gives it to Wall. Morgan gets Bradley for three.
Hey everyone, thank you for tuning into Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network, your daily news from local experts. I'm Becca Winker, also known as @BeccaMVP on Twitter. If you're a big Wizards fan, you most definitely are aware of the latest news, which is the firing of team president and general manager, Mr. Ernie Grunfeld. Yes, I know, you heard that correctly. The fans have finally been heard. They've been speaking on this for a long, long time. All of the complaining, media articles, exposure, Fire Ernie hashtags have finally paid off, it seems. Now, Ernie is one of the 5 longest tenured basketball executives in the NBA, hanging up there with the likes of Pat Riley, Donnie Nelson, Danny Ainge, R.C. Buford, and that's just crazy to me. Like, that's something I've never been able to process. What triggered the firing was the Wizards not being able to clinch a playoff seed this season, and as Ted Leonsis has stated earlier in the season, the Wizards would never ever tank, and that playoffs was expected despite the constant roster injuries and changes. Ted made a statement concerning the firing. He said, "This was a tough day for us. While Ernie got the news today, I take responsibility. I really do think if you're a grown-up leader, you have to just do this. It's not fun, but we failed, so I don't want to fail." Wow, I mean, what a statement. Ernie was with us for 16 seasons, with an average of 37.9 wins per season, and not once did the Wizards make the conference finals. So the firing of Ernie Grunfeld won't immediately solve the Wizards' financial and team goal issues overnight. However, I will say it is a start. Every fan and media member has an opinion on the firing of Grunfeld. There's no doubt about that. So for this episode, I've decided to host a roundtable of media members and fans who'd like to express themselves. That being said, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, you'll hear a variety of opinions. You don't want to miss this. Stick around. Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to this special edition of Locked On Wizards. I'm Becca, your host, and as promised, we've got a lot of great people on the podcast today. We'll start with media members. This is the one and the only Mr. Mike Sykes. Let's hear what he has to say.
So here's the thing, right? You always hate to see people getting fired from their jobs, but in the case of Ernie Grunfeld and the Wizards, it was certainly time to go. Grunfeld had 16 years to win at least 50 games one time, right? And he didn't do it at all. If you look around the landscape of the league, there are 4 other GMs who have had at least 16 years with one team. All of them have a championship. Grunfeld does not. You tell me what the difference is. It was time. It was time to move on. Absolutely. As far as what Wizards fans have to look forward to, there are big decisions that need to be made this offseason, especially if Bradley Beal gets a Supermax extension after making an All-NBA team, which more and more as the season goes on, it's looking like he could. So a lot of big things on the horizon, Wizards fans, but just take solace in knowing that Ernie Grunfeld is gone and there will be some sort of new direction that moves the team forward.
We do have a GM stepping in the interim, and that is Mr. Tommy Shepard, and he's with the Wizards. From what I've heard is he kind of has a different opinion on the team, and his ideas do not match Grunfeld's ideals. So this will be a good change, in my opinion. It'll be a great change. I agree with Mike in the sense that Bradley Beal could very well be eligible for a Supermax contract, and if the Wizards offer it to him, or, you know, we have to reconstruct ourselves financially. It's going to be a lot of change coming. So it'll be great to see who we hire, what we do. So thank you for that, Mike. Next up, we have Brianna. Brianna is one of my friends that works with Angie Ange in the morning show, and she has a lot of opinions about Ernie's firing as well. Let's hear what she has to say.
Hey, Locked On Wizards. Hey, Becca. How are you, girl? This is Bree. Follow me at Vids by Bree. And yeah, this news wasn't a shock. It was not a shock. I mean, we go to the games and you can hear the fire Ernie chants almost every other game. So from the fan perspective, you know, this was something that they wanted. But I think that it's something that probably needed to happen. I mean, Ernie did a lot for the team, you know, before. He's been with the Wizards for 16 seasons. But before that, you know, the team hadn't really been to the playoffs, and he was able to get them there, you know, a few times. But I think that now it's kind of like, you know, Ted coaching, the players, fans, everybody is like, all right, you know, we've seen the potential that this team has, and we just got to get back there. People are just tired of being disappointed. You know, unfortunately, this is not shocking news. We all kind of expected this to happen. I just didn't think that it was going to happen before the season ended. You know, thought they were going to wait till next week, but but you know, they Ted had to do what he had to do. So, and he'll be speaking to the media very soon, so we'll see what he has to say. But yeah, this was kind of expected. I mean, you hate for someone to lose a job, but we all knew it was coming. But thanks, Ernie.
Wow, my girl Bree. yeah, definitely on the same page in the sense that we all kind of figured that it was going to come. It almost seemed like a too good to be true thing to happen, because year after year after year, no change, no sense of urgency, no winning, nothing like that. And Ernie still was able to have his job. You know, over the summer, last summer, he signed a secret extension or a secret contract with Ted, and we just never expected it. And this season, it was kind of like, okay, we didn't make the playoffs. Ted wanted to make the playoffs, and I think the Capitals winning the Stanley Cup championship, it kind of puts things in perspective for Ted, in a sense that, you know, okay, you've basically made it work with this hockey team. Now you have this basketball team. And how can this happen? Is it realistic to keep this GM and also create a winning team? And I think the answer to that was no. And I think this season, Ted got a hard reality check. I think that's really what triggered it, because the Wizards didn't win 50 games. They didn't make the playoffs, which is huge for this team, because this team is always expected to make the playoffs in Ted's eyes. So thank you so much for that, Brianna. The next guest I have is, drumroll everybody, I'd like to hear from Trey, Real Mr. Perfect on Twitter. Haven't heard from him in a while, so I'd like to see what he has to say regarding the firing.
Ernie Grunfeld is finally gone. What a time to be alive. For years, I have been begging for this guy to go, and it's finally happened. Our next GM needs to be someone with a basketball mind, and someone who will not give player options to minimum guys like Jason Smith or Dwight Howard. Someone who does not overpay players coming off of injuries, like the arena situation, etc., etc. Someone who does not give out bad contracts to role players like Otto Porter and Jan Mahimny. What we need now for this franchise moving forward is we need somebody who will steer the ship in the right direction. And what goes here is we need someone to get us out of this bad salary cap situation, and we need someone to guide us to and get us closer to the playoffs and championship contention. If we can get out of some of the awful contracts that have been given out in the past, I see no reason why this franchise can't do what Tabellones has said before this season, which was 50 wins and an Eastern Conference Finals appearance. I think in a couple of years, under the right management and with the right coach, whether or not that's Scott Brooks, we don't know. But hopefully what happens next will bring us closer and closer and closer to the goal that many Wiz fans want, which is an Eastern Conference Finals appearance.
Trey's right about that for sure. The goal that Wizards fans desperately want, well, the first goal, obviously the dream is to win a championship. You know, that's every fan's goal. But the ultimate thing the Wizards want right now is for this team with this talent, under the right management, like Trey stated, with the right coach, to get to the Eastern Conference Finals and win 50 games. And considering the talent that Ernie has been given, I don't think that was too far off, but I agree he had made a lot of mistakes with the player options, with the large contracts, with, you know, great players, but couldn't help us get to that goal. So that being said, whether we're with Scott Brooks or not, you know, this is a whole nother topic. Scott Brooks, are we keeping him? Are we not keeping him? Me personally, I think they owe him too much money, and I don't think they're going to let him go this season. I think that might happen next season, so we'll have to see what will happen with that. But it all starts at the top, and I definitely think that getting rid of Ernie is a step in the right direction, and obviously this won't solve the Wizards' problems overnight, but it's a step. So thank you for that, Trey. That being said, you heard from some great people. You heard from Trey, Bree, Mike, and next up we've got some great people, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue our fire Ernie discussion, or should I say Ernie has been fired discussion. Stick around. Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to the special edition of Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network, your daily news from local experts. I'm your host, Becca, as always. You've listened to this episode for about 15 minutes now. You've kind of gotten the idea what it's about, aka the news last week that Ernie Grunfeld is no longer with us. So I've got a pretty special guest coming up. His name is Wes. You might have seen him on Wizards Outsiders. He's one of my good friends. He is on that show with Nick. Nick could not make it to this segment, but Wes always has great opinions, so let's see what he has to say.
Hey, this is Wes Hall from Wizards Outsiders. This is my initial reaction to the firing of Ernie Grunfeld. I can't believe it. I mean, you're talking about a guy who spent over 16 years in one market, a GM responsible for bringing us John Wall, Bradley Beal, Antoine Jameson, and the list goes on. I think that it's really kind of been long overdue, and not in a disrespectful way, but it's just been one of those situations where you find a GM of his tenure that's been unable to win a championship or at least get to a conference finals with this team and many opportunity. I think sometimes it's just time to move forward and have a new set of eyes and new set of hands behind the wheel and trying to drive the franchise in the direction that all the fans and the city expect this team to live up to. A lot of the expectations that we had at the beginning of the season were a bit unfulfilled and somewhat disappointing. And so I think now is the perfect opportunity for all parties to kind of move forward with a new interest and a new energy in trying to get this team into championship form. So that's kind of my quick and dirty thoughts on it. I'm going to break everything else down on Wizards Outsiders. We've got a big show coming up at 4:30. Feel free to hit us up on the My Team Zap or, of course, on NBC Sports Washington. I holla. Becca, thanks.
Oh, Wes. If you don't watch Wizards Outsiders, you should, because they always have great insight on Wizards post-game. They've got pregame shows. They've got it all. Wes and Nick are great. And I'm totally with Wes. You know, this has been long, long, long overdue. And, you know, it's basically been a summary of what everybody else in this podcast has said. We've been kind of waiting for this moment, and we honestly can't believe it. You know, the last few days, I've been thinking about this, and you know, this was supposed to be an emergency pod, but I have been sick, so that's why this was not posted immediately. But you know, it did take me a few days to kind of process what had actually happened. It's just crazy to me. Like, I'm still in shock, and I think everyone's still in shock because we never thought we would see the day, but we're shocked in a great way, that's for sure. Next up, we've got Daryl, and Daryl is, he has a lot of great thoughts, and we've been talking about this all season during the games, so I'm curious to see what he thinks about this situation.
This is Daryl Kinsey Jr. of WBGR Sports and Entertainment Network, and these are my thoughts on the firing of Ernie Grunfeld. To be honest, I'm not surprised this didn't happen 5 years ago. Ernie's trade day acumen, draft decisions, and especially his free agency pickups have drawn the ire of this fan base for years. But Ted Leontis was more than content to stay the course. And why wouldn't he? That's how the Capitals ended up winning their championship. But the Capitals and the Wizards are on two different sides of the championship caliber team equation. And that all rests in the hands of Ernie Grunfeld. Look, I'll explain it to you like this. In the 15 years that Danny Ainge has been the Celtics general manager, which is also around the same amount of time that Ernie Grunfeld has been the GM of the Wizards, the Celtics have won a championship, regressed, and progressed into one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference, while the Wizards have been middling in mediocrity. And unfortunately, that rests with Ernie Grunfeld. This season was the straw that broke the camel's back. Dwight Howard, yet another one of those Ernie Grunfeld specials, failed to play 10 games before going down with a back injury and being out for most of the season. And John Wall, the face of the franchise and the team's starting point guard, has been out for most of the season with a knee injury and will miss a good portion of next season as well with that injury. Now, injuries, not Ernie Grunfeld's fault, but panic trading away a couple of good players for pieces that, while have given incremental improvement, were nowhere near enough to get the team over the hump is. And while some fans are upset that it took Ted Leontis missing some extra playoff income for him to finally make the decision to part ways with Ernie Grunfeld, the decision has been made. And judging by Wizards Twitter, I think fans are taking this news quite well indeed.
You know what I feel like right now? I kind of feel like I'm in church, you know? I'm just like sitting here and I'm like, preach. Like, every person who has spoken right now, I'm just like, please, like, preach. Like, I just feel so, like, this is exactly the things that my soul needs to hear. I just feel relieved. I just feel not complete. I feel content. I feel content with this news. I feel content with what's happening. And, you know, Daryl brings very good points. Something that I'd also like to mention is the fact that Ernie Grunfeld has made some very questionable decisions that have caused this team a lot of strain, a lot of pushback, a lot of setbacks, and some of them being, you know, I love Gilbert Arenas, okay? But from a business side of things, Ernie should have been shown the door immediately after Gilbert Arenas brought guns into the locker room. Ernie Grunfeld should not have been given a second chance when Dwight Howard was signed and he had that player option after being extremely injured. We don't even know what his the state of his injury is. You know, there's a lot of things that have happened over the years where it's been like, okay, why is this person being allowed to attempt to clean up their mess? Why is he being allowed to try to fix something that was brought upon this team because of his choices? I'm right there with everybody else, long overdue. I mean, what more can we really say about this, right? Next up, I've got my girl Candy Waller of Seawall Sports. She knows a lot about basketball, a lot about football, a lot about baseball, a lot about hockey. Pretty much she does it all. And she has a lot to say about this firing. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey there, Wizards fans. This is your girl, C. Wall, host from Coaching from the Couch, joining Becca MVP on Locked On Wizards for a quick snippet on her emergency podcast discussing the firing of Washington Wizards president Ernie Grunfeld. And let me just tell you all something. Wow. I think I said wow about 15 times to this news because I'm just going to be honest. I never thought Ted would do it. It's been 16 long years, and I've heard people use the saying, you know, Ernie was the arsonist and the firefighter, famous for starting fires and then putting them out. But then I would say, okay, well, hey, isn't that what, you know, good leaders do, right? If you have a problem, you are supposed to correct it by fixing it. And he would fix it, but the result wasn't always that great. So after all of the rumors about the Wizards tanking and Ted Leonsis coming out and saying they would absolutely not tank and that he fully still expected them to make the playoffs, as we all know, the Wizards are not making the playoffs. Does not seem like Ted wants to hear injuries as an excuse. And so, hey, what do we have? Ernie got fired. And I honestly cannot even believe it. I'm still in shock. Maybe by the time of the Wizards-Bulls game tomorrow night, I will, you know, have collected my thoughts and said, wow, Ted really did it. But it's been a long time coming. And guess what? Wizards fans are very happy. So that's a good thing because Wizards fans haven't had much to smile about this season. So we'll see what happens next.
All right, Miss Candy. I'm completely with you there. I think that this, I mean, we will never be able to process this because we've all grown up watching this team. We've all grown up with this same GM, and it's been 16 years. That's something that I will never, ever, ever get over. He's been given his chances to clean up his messes. He hasn't been able to do so. So, and I saw Candy for the Wizards-Bulls game, and to answer your question, we're still not over it. We still haven't processed it. We're still pretty shocked. So, that being said, this has been a podcast full of media members. And you know what? I've got more media members coming. I've got more fans coming. This podcast is going to extend into a part two. You will not be disappointed. I hope that you will join us for part two. It will be coming out shortly. Thank you so much to all my guests for joining me on this special edition of Locked On Wizards. Tune in. You got to tune in for episode two. We want to hear your thoughts. If you got thoughts for us, add us. I'll post their ads on Twitter. Follow me at Becca MVP on Twitter. This has been Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network. Thank you for listening. See ya.